Maybe you're completely on your own, listening to podcasts, reading books. You're ready for something more and you're ready to grow your business to the next level. And you feel like there's just something missing. And it just always seems to be like more, try this strategy, try that strategy, try this strategy. When really, maybe what you're doing is working. You just need to tweak things a little bit and you need to actually start working on yourself. Hi, welcome. I am Sheila Vitello. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I am a self-care strategist, entrepreneur, and creator of the Seasons self-care app. And I am committed to helping you step into more power in your life, your business, your relationships by really accessing the strength within yourself and doing things with pleasure as the foundation so you can increase your profit. Because really it is about you stepping into your next version of success, whatever that may be. You get to define that. And today on this live, I wanted to share some exciting news and I'll be diving into it shortly as people are joining. But first I wanted to share a little story as I was getting ready for this today. I go live every so often here on Instagram and sometimes on LinkedIn and sometimes on Facebook. So today it is Instagram. And of course, on my podcast, Connect with Sheila Vitello, I am continually in conversation with really interesting people who are building lives that they absolutely love, doing work that is birthed from within themselves. And sometimes, actually most of the time, these people are moving through many different versions of their life and work and even relationships to get to the place where they are today. And maybe you can relate to that. Where you are today, think about how long have you been in this place? Like, where do you find yourself? What is the work that you're doing right now? What is your main focus? What are your priorities in your life? What season of life are you in? And what was it like a year ago for you? What was it like 5 years ago? What was it like a decade ago? And where do you plan to go? See, this is really interesting. When it comes to our lives, it's not about just having one goal, going for it and achieving that goal and then, we're done. It really is about this journey and this process to explore what our deepest desires are if we allow ourselves to have them and go through that journey, learning things along the way, meeting people along the way, learning new versions of ourselves along the way. And sometimes as a result, almost always I feel from the conversations I've had so many, that you may have had one goal and you actually kind of veered off and hit a few others that you didn't even know were part of your future. But you never would have experienced those things unless you had a goal to begin with. So I love to look at goals as not something that are absolutes, but there's something that I like to think about with a deep sense of curiosity and adventure. Like, where will this idea take me? And I have countless stories, as I'm sure you do, of what you have gone after and what you've ended up with instead. And how many times have you actually achieved something that was even greater than what you would have imagined? Well, that's what I'm talking about today. And the journey that I've been on in really the wellness space and transformational space, personal development space for the last 30 plus years has been such an insightful and surprising journey because as I've met new versions of myself and as I've realize there's so many things out there that I never would have imagined were possible. It's interesting what happens when you just take a step and trust. A lot of the really good things in my life have come when I have just been open to receive them. And so the story about getting ready for this today, this live, was typically I am deep in my work through the morning and, you know, just really focusing on priorities and connecting with people, etc., maybe having meetings. And then I'm like, oh, great. There's my 10-minute mark. Let's get the phone set up here and just kind of, you know, fluff out the hair a little bit. Okay, we're good. And then hit go. But today, It was not like that. I did have the luxury of not having any meetings on my calendar for this morning. However, I had a big, long meeting with myself, and it was not a soul walk, as I am known to do every day. I love to go on walks and do my workouts and my red light therapy and my meditation. It's not super long, but I do have a certain practice that I go through every morning to really get me set up for the day so I can feel good. Otherwise, I go through the day like just doing one thing after another, task, task, task. And then by the end of the day, I realize I never had a meeting with myself. So I like to start the day off that way. But today, my meeting with myself was not a walk. It was me and some arnica and an ice pack and one of those little yoga balls rolling my back out, because the last couple of days I've had like a shoulder situation going on, and I was at my chiropractor yesterday. It was really helpful. And so now there's some inflammation, all of those things. You know, you've been there, right? We go through these things. And so obviously perhaps a poor night's sleep or some bad posture got me into that situation. Ultimately, I think what got me into that situation was I was so much in my work, I was not moving enough. So yesterday I made up for it by having a couple of different walks. But so what is interesting though about how this impacted the way I was getting ready for this today was I had to take it slow because I couldn't move quickly and I couldn't be hunched over a computer. I couldn't be doing those things this morning because it had hurt. It's feeling much better now because I've done all these beautiful things and, you know, put the ice pack on and had a nice hot bath. So in doing all of those things, I had a chance to move slower through my morning. And what happens when we slow down? What happens when we get quiet with ourselves? Do we maybe hear what's going on inside our head? Do we kind of feel into what's happening inside of our body and our soul? Like, do messages come to you? Is that just me, or does this happen to you? I would love to know. So if you're here live, please pop it in the chat. Let me know. Pop it in the little comments, and I'll go look at them later. Yeah, that is exactly what happened. And so I was able to get ready for this today with a different kind of energy. And all of the different kinds of energy are great. Like sometimes I'm like, woo, bouncing off the walls before I go live. I got the music on, I'm dancing, and look, I can actually move. I can move. This is really exciting. But I was more of a slow meditative pace, just, you know, taking my time. And as I was doing that, some beautiful clarity came to mind for some things that I have been thinking of that are actually not even connected to what we're talking about today. And hey, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I do invite you, if you're just joining now, you can go back and listen to the preamble, but we're just getting started on the actual content of this live, which is really to share an announcement about some things that I'm bringing into the world for you, some revamps, some beautiful ways to really connect with yourself. Because that's what I'm all about. Connection and really your purpose, stepping into it. So the announcement has to do with the Seasons app. So if you've been following me for a while, I have an app called the Seasons Self-Care app, and it is in the Apple and Google Play stores. And it is also, I have a web app version of it also. And inside of there, I have some beautiful free content that it all has to do with self-care and how to prime yourself for success with self-care as a foundation. And there's a whole new module being added right now. There's an introduction there that is all about self-care for business. Because I feel like, and you may have seen this in your own life too, as you're growing something, maybe you have some kind of business on the side, maybe you are a full-time entrepreneur, maybe you own a brick and mortar business, and it takes all of you. It is literally like your business baby. It takes a lot of energy and tension alongside of all of the other things you need to do in your life. And even when you're not actually working, you're still working, right? Your mind is working. Sometimes while you're sleeping, you're still thinking about work, like in your dreams. I don't know. Is that just me? Again, let me know in the comments. I really want to hear it because, you know, it helps for us to know that we're not alone in that experience. And so I have some beautiful free content in the app. And then also there is a community that is building called the Seasons Collective. And this is a space where we really talk about what it looks like to fully show up for your dream, for that vision that you have that maybe you're putting off because you're so busy in the day to day. and you're going it alone in a lot of the areas in terms of your own like envisioning for your business. Maybe you have some support with like some of the admin or some of your graphic work or social media promotions, things like that. But maybe you don't have the peer group or the mentoring or just the people to be witnessing you going through this experience of building your business. Maybe you're completely on your own, listening to podcasts, reading books, and maybe you've had coaches in the past and you're in between coaches, or maybe you're feeling like you're ready for something more and you're ready to grow your business to the next level. And you feel like there's just something missing. And it just always seems to be like more, try this strategy, try that strategy, try this strategy. When really, maybe what you're doing is working. You just need to tweak things a little bit and you need to actually start working on yourself more. Because here's the thing. My focus is on helping you rewrite how to take your business to the next level. There's many different ways. And I like to connect it back to how you want to feel while you're scaling your business. The women and some men that I coach, they all have different businesses and different kind of personalities. And one thing is very, very true for all of them. And that is really trying to fit more of themselves into their days alongside of all of the other things that they have to do and not feeling guilty to take that space for themselves. And the one thing that's very, very common also is people working late into the night and they're up super early in the morning and then they're going full throttle all day. So over time, this is leading to burnout. And so my focus is in helping men and women, particularly women in this group, to be able to really make an impact with their business and their soul work without burning out. If you don't know my story, you can go to my website and see it, SheilaBotello.com. And it was, although I've been in the wellness space for all of these years, it wasn't until 2013 that I realized something needed to shift. I was very starkly alerted to the fact that too many of us are putting ourselves last on the priority list. Our well-being is suffering. We're so focused on the bottom line. We're so focused on how everybody else is doing and feeling like we're behind and feeling like, you know, you got to use every single minute of the day. It needs to be accounted for. And what happened was my sister was diagnosed with cancer and it was a very, very quick diagnosis. And while she was at home raising her littles, she was very involved in other things as well and had a lot of priorities in her life. It really meant a lot to her. She wanted to give all of herself to that. But really what she had done is she'd brought her work persona into her home life and was trying to do it all. And so did this cause the cancer? I'm not going to say that. I am going to say that she became present to really what was going on in her body and she was not really paying attention to, I need to take care of this now. I need to close everything off and just really focus on healing before she got this major warning sign of a lot of pain in her life. And so during that season, it was a very short season. It was 6 weeks from the time I realized she had stage 4 cancer and she passed away, that I realized she's not alone in this story. Perhaps you also have been touched by cancer. Maybe someone very close to you has passed or who is dealing with it right now and hopefully thriving through it. That is my prayer. And there's a reason why often this does hit women in middle age. High-achieving women, empathic women, women who are wanting to really make a difference with their life, and they get taken out. Because really, who's taking care of them? Right? And I've been very grateful for being held through that experience and onwards in my own life. And it was during that time that I realized, okay, I think there's something opening up within me. So in the coming year and a half after she passed, you know, as I moved through that fog of grief, while I was still home educating my boys and really just keeping my own life afloat and giving myself the grace to cry a lot and be on my own and be in nature and just like feel everything and get the support that I needed from the people I love and who I'm forever grateful for. Something birthed within me during that time, during that dark, dark time, the concept of self-care being at the forefront really came to me. And so since that time, I've been working as a self-care strategist. So all of my coaching and wellness work has really gone through that lens, helping particularly women reconnect to themselves and really what their purpose is in this world. And also just how are they showing up for themselves every day? And it's been really rewarding. It's opened up so many conversations and it's been wonderful to see so many beautiful new lives changing and new practices coming about because these women have been adopting practices that really make sense for them. They're learning how to say no, to set boundaries. And they also are taking this newfound understanding of themselves into how they do their business. And so it only made sense. And you can go back and listen to other podcast episodes on the Connect with Sheila Vitello podcast to learn about the Seasons app and kind of how it came about. I can actually link some. This live will also go on to the podcast. So you can go check that out as well. And I'll have it linked. The other one's linked below. So this all led to the Season Self-Care app. And so I want to start with just like, what is self-care? How can we really bring it into our lives, make it a practice, not make it another to-do list item, but actually help us remove things from our to-do list from the lens of self-care, right? Not about being the good girl, having to do it all, showing up perfectly, right? Like I love to just get myself ready for the day first thing in the morning. So I'm just ready for the day and I feel good. I feel like I'm one of those people that like, I make my bed, I get ready and I'm ready to work. And some days I don't, but those days I don't find I'm as productive. So typically even when I'm, especially if I have this back pain kind of thing, that's when I really like, okay, I want to like just kind of, you know, fluff the hair out a little here because it just makes me feel better, right? It's an energetic thing. But sometimes you'll see me on walks, my hair is up in a big bun on top of my head and I'm bundled up like, cause I live in Canada. So I'm bundled up with all of the things. And so it's so important for you to just be able to show up as authentically as yourself, but that is self-care as well. Being able to work and show up in the way that feels right to you at any given time. And so what I'm doing in the big announcement is this concept of self-care for business is being expanded and is going to be more further discussed and experienced in community in the Seasons Collective. Now, the waitlist is open today, so I'm going to drop a link for you to be able to sign up to be on the waitlist so you can hear about what's happening next week when the doors open, all of the options, all the different things that are included in the Seasons app. I'll be coming live again, so make sure you come back. We're really going to be talking about like the underestimated impact of your energy on the success of your business. You may already be in the world of understanding energetics and vibe and all that kind of stuff. But really, I'm just even talking about the simplistic energy of like getting enough rest. What does that do for you, right? We also are going to be talking about, and really what's going to be at the heart of the Seasons Collective is collaboration, is community, and really being able to witness each other and celebrate each other. And in doing so, holding each other accountable to those big, bold business dreams that you have that maybe when it's just left to your devices, you kind of push them off a little bit. You just kind of put them on a shelf. You just say, oh, I'm not ready. Maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe next year. And before you know it, 5 years has gone by. You've still not moved into that dream. This is a place where things can actually move forward. And I know this because not only have I coached myself through this journey, I've not done it alone. I've had incredible mentors, coaches, and dear business besties who have been holding me to those goals that I have. And I want to do the same for you. And I know if you're here listening to this point of this video or listening to this point of this podcast, you want to do that for others as well. So being in a community where this is the ethos is a beautiful place to do that. So I am going to, again, leave some information for you to check out for on some of these self-care for business concepts. I really invite you to go download the Season Self-Care app, and you can right away, there's a free download of a whole bunch of beautiful things. It's a 7-course with added things and audio files and things like that for you to check out to learn about really what my self-care method is all about. It's pretty simple. And I say my self-care method, but let's face it, it's pretty much what you may hear other people talk about, but it's with my flavor and it's all in one place. And it lets you go through a process to really hold yourself accountable to putting it into practice. That's the beauty of community. So go check it out. You can get to know me more there. And I thank you so much for joining me today. I will be coming live next week as well with more details when we're actually starting, which is going to be next week. I'm so excited because even just a small handful of us coming together around our goals in a space where it's safe to show up audaciously as yourself, to share those times where maybe you're struggling to get the support, but also to share those times you are high on a mountaintop celebrating. That is what the Seasons Collective is all about. And I'm so happy that I get to be the one to curate this environment. And just so you know, it is a curation. I get to be in there being part of the action, not coming in there as like the expert who knows everything. I certainly will be sharing a lot of stories of things that have worked for me and for my clients and things that I've seen, but ultimately I want to hear your stories in there as well. So I so look forward to sharing more with you about this. And I thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a really beautiful rest of your day. And until we meet again, make sure that you are penciling in time on your schedule for you. Have a beautiful day. Take care.